Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Atshalom. We're now Masachet Rosh Hashanah Daf Yod Bet Amud Aleph, continuing with our analysis of the first Mishnah of Rosh Hashanah, in which we are now towards the end of the Mishnah, which listed Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, the day we call Rosh Hashanah, as being the beginning of the year for Yirakot. Tana, we have a Braita that expands as the Yirakot, Ula Ma'asrot V'linidarim. Let's see what that means. The Yirakot Maininu, what does it mean to be the new year for Yirakot? Ma'aser Yerek, meaning, what year does this particular vegetable belong to for its Ma'asrot? Meaning, in the first, second, fourth, and fifth years of the Shemitah cycle, you give Ma'aser Yishon Ma'aser Sheni. But in the third and sixth years, you give Ma'aser Yishon Ma'aser Ani. Seventh year, of course, there's no Ma'asrot. So, if liyirakot means for purpose of maaser yerek, hainu maasrot. That's already listed as maasrot in the braita. So tanan derabanan, uktani doraita. The answer is that the braita is listing yirakot, meaning maaser derabanan, because maaser yirakot is derabanan according to everyone, and maasrot referring to maaser doraita from grain. Velitni doraita bereisha, so put maasrot first. This we find throughout Shas, that because the Tana is in love with rabbinic law, he puts it first. But Tana Didan, why did our Tana leave Masrot out? Tana Rabbanan v'choshken doraita. He listed that Masrot, that are derabanan, start Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, certainly those that are doraita do. V'litni maaser, so why didn't he just say maaser? Echad maaser beimah, v'chad maaser dagan. V'litni yerek. So why doesn't he just say Maaser, which would then be both Maaser Beiman, Maaser Dagan, and also list Yerek? The answer is Tre Gavni Yerek. There's two different kinds of Yerek. Ditnan, Yerek HaNeagad, those kind of vegetables that are gathered together, Mishiagade. The minute you gather them together, they're Chayav Maaserot. Mishayeno Negad, the kind that are not bundled together, Mishia Malei Takli. When you fill the Kli, then Chayav. All right, so we had to keep them separate. Tanu Rabanan, Liket Yerek Erev Rosh Hashanah. Let's say you collected some Yerek just before Rosh Hashanah, Atzol Vo Hashemesh, before the sunset, V'chazar V'liket Mishtav Vo Hashemesh. Then you collected more afterwards. Ein Tom Masrim Mizel Zeh. You can't take Shemot to Masrot from one onto the other. They belong to different years. V'shein Tom Masrim L'min HaChadash Al-Hashan V'min HaShan Al-Chadash. They can't be from different years. And therefore, Matash Shniyah Nechesed L'Shlishit, let's say that Rosh Hashanah was going into the third year of Shemitah, so Shniyah Maaser Rishon Maaser Sheni. The ones from the earlier year go Maaser Rishon Maaser Sheni, and Shlishit is Maaser Rishon Maaser Ani, as I mentioned. Now, Manahani Mili, how do we know that the third year is Maaser Ani and not Maaser Sheni? Meshuv Ben Levi, Kitchalel Aser Kol Maaser Tvot Chavashon Shlishit Shnata Maaser. This is in the parsha of Vidui Masrot in Parsha Kitavo. It says, when you've completed doing all of the Maaser in the third year, the year of the Maaser. What does that mean? Shana Shein Ba'ela Maaser Achad. It's a year in which there's only one Maaser. HaKetzad, how does that work? Maaser Rishon and Maaser Ani. In that year, you only give Maaser Rishon. You also give Maaser Ani, but that has a different ruling of Maaser because it's a gift to the Ani, and it doesn't have sanctity, unlike Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni Yibatel. We don't do Maaser Sheni in the third year. And then we copy the cycle in the sixth year. Oeinu Alef Maaser Rishon Nami Yibatel. Maybe it means you only give Maaser Ani and not Maaser Rishon. Talmud Lomar. Therefore it says, Valvim Tzedev Ever Martalim Ki Tekhumi Epinei Yisrael Ta Maaser Shnat Delechem Eitem Menachatchem. In the end of Parshat Korach, when all the Matnot Kuna and Levi are listed, it says, tell Levim that when you take the Maaser from them, and then the rest is you have to give a tenth of that to the Kohanim, the maaser that I have given to you as your inheritance. Hegishoa katuv l'nachala. Maaser Rishon is compared to nachala. Ma'anachala in life, so just like inheritance, or your ancestral land has no interruption, you have it forever. Af maaser Rishon in life, so similarly, maaser Rishon has no interruption. Tanya namiach, we have a bright support. In that note, kit chala laser, shana she'in ba'la maaser achara. Kitzar maaser Rishon maaser ani. So Shani Batel, exactly as we had. Yecholav Maaser Rishon Nemen, Tevel Tavon Nomar. And now we have a different pasuk to support the idea that Maaser Rishon is not Batel. Uva HaLevi, and Levi shall come and enjoy the Maaser. Kol Zman Shehu Ba Tenlo. You give it, the Maaser, to the Levi anytime he comes. Tevel Rabbi Yehuda. Because when Yaakov Mer, Enot Sarich, I can prove it to you from elsewhere. Arei, Omer Valvim Tadaber, Motalem, Kidichu Ben Beisrael, Tamaser, Shari Natad Chameitem, Menachlatchem, the pasuk that we used earlier, Shokatu Rachalam, Rachalim, Hafsek, Amaser, Shor, Enlo, Hafsek. So we have our drasha of Nachala. And then we have Rabbi Yehuda's alternative drasha about Ki Yavo Levi Mechad Sharecha. Right, then you give him Maser. So anytime he comes, you give him Maser any year. All right, in the Braita, we said for Yerek and Maser and Nidarim. Tana Rabbanan, what does this mean for Nidarim? It's Nidrei Isur. Unlike what we saw about Regalim, which is related to Nidrei Hekdesh. Tana Rabbanan, Hamudar Hanami Chaviro Lishana, if you take a Nedar of Hana from another fellow for a year, Monesh Temesar Chodesh Miyom Niyom, you count exactly 12 months day to day. Mar Lishana Zu, but if you say, I am Mudar Hana from you for this year, I feel about all the rest of it, Tisha Be'alul, Kimash Yigal Yom Echad B'Tishrei, Tal Lishana. Even if it's Erev Rosh Hashanah, and you say, for this year I'm Mudar Hana, that night it's off. Even according to the opinion that we saw this at the beginning of the Perek, that one day cannot be considered a year, or it could be, but even according to the one who said one day cannot be considered a year, here it's different. You accepted this neder just to afflict yourself, and to not get benefit from this guy. And you had one day of affliction, it was more the utterance than anything else, you accomplished that. Ve'eman Nisan, why do we say that it's Tishrei? Maybe it's Nisan. The answer is a general rule that we see in Masach and Nedarim. We follow the normal colloquy, and when people say this year, they mean till Rosh Hashanah, because that's how we normally refer to it. Tom, we have a Mishnah in Masrot. Till Tan, which is a kind of a leek, becomes Chayav Masrot Mishat Yitzmach, when it first blossoms. Hatfua Ve'zitim, grain and olives, Vishavi Yushlish, once they've grown to a third. My Mishnitzmach, what does it mean to say that the Tiltan is when it starts growing? Mishnitzmach is Ra'im, when it becomes big enough for seeds. How do we know that grain and olives at one third are Chayv and Masrot? This extends back to Rabbi Yossi Aglili's teachings. In describing the mitzvah of Hakel, the Torah says at the end of 7 years, at the time of Shemitah, at Chag HaSukkot. Now that's not really true, because once it's Sukkot, you're already in the 8th year. Shnat HaShemitah Me'avite B'Chag HaSukkot. Shemiti, it's the 8th year. Elmar Lecha, Kol Tvuat, Shevi HaShlish B'Shevit, anything that grew to a third of its growth, in Shemitah, Lifnei Rosh Hashanah, as late as Erev Rosh Hashanah, the end of Shemitah, Tanoheibo Minhag Shevit B'Shemit. You still relate to it as Shemitah fruit, even in the 8th year. And so therefore it's telling you that you could still have a hanging over of Shemitah as late as Sukkot of the next year. I'm the Rav Zera Lavasi. So that's how Rav Zera quoted Rabbi Yochanan. Going back to Rabbi Yossi Gli. Now Rav Zera asked him, V'dimo lo ayil klal. So maybe it didn't grow at all. V'kam rachmanat tishmeid v'tizel al chag Sukkot. So meaning it didn't grow at all during Shemitah, and the Torah is still going to say all the way until Sukkot, 2 weeks later, or more, two and a half weeks later, you're still going to treat it like Shemitah. So lo sakadat, don't think so. Dichtiv, Chag HaSif, v'seit HaShanah. That Sukkot is called Chag HaSif. My HaSif, what does that mean? Ilem HaChag HaBa, Bizman HaSifah, it's the Chag that comes at the time of gathering, Hativ Be'ospecha. It's described in Kitisa as when you are gathering. Elamai asif katsir. Asif means harvesting. V'kim l'rabbanan d'chol tvua shenitzara b'chag v'adu ha-shevi ha-shlish t'fnei Rosh Hashanah. And they know that anything that you could harvest on Sukkot must have already been a third grown by Rosh Hashanah. V'kakari l'abetzeit ha-shanah. And we say that that's the end of the year. So there be Yirmiyahu Rizera, but Kim Rabbanan ben Shlish to Pachod Shlish, but the Rabbanan are such experts to know what's exactly a third of growth and less than a third of growth, and if it and had to have reached exactly a third of growth in order to be able to be ripe by Sukkot. So I'm like, Lava Minalach Lutepuk Navshach, Tabing Navshach Lava Mihilchata. Didn't I already teach you not to walk away from the halacha? Meaning, Kol Midot Chachamim Kenu. That's the way that Chachamim are. They have a standard. Set the standard, and even though there may be minor variations and fluctuations along the standard, we stick with the line. As an example, the din of Arba'im Sa'af for a mikvah is based on the idea that a person being 3 amot high and 1 amah by 1 amah, wide and deep as it were, would take 40 sa'ah. But you have very tall people, very fat people, and very small people. Nonetheless, barbaim sa'ah tovel, that's the shear for mikvah, barbaim sa'ah chaser kotov, if there's just one little bit of water gone, and no yacholit boban, even though you might be small and fit, it's not a kosher mikvah. Kebetza matame tumat ochlin. Exactly the shear of a betza has tumat ochlin. Kebetza chaser sumsum. If it's missing one little seed of sesame, ana matame tumat ochlin. It has to be kebetza. Shlosha shlosha matame midras. If you have something that's 3 by 3 fingers wide, you have tumat midras. Shlosha shlosha chaser nimachad. If one string is missing from that shear, ana matame midras. That's how shearim work. Hadam Yirmiyah love milti damri. But Yirmiyah then took it back and said, "Now that's not right what I said. Why? The chaverim asked Rav Kahana. Omer shikrivu Yisrael bechisatan la'aretz meichani krivuhu. When Bnei Yisrael crossed the Yordan, they crossed on the 10th of Nisan. They brought the Omer 6 days later. Where did they get it from? Im Torah you'll be ad nochri if you think it grew in the hands of the non-Jews who were living there. Sirchem arachmana, the Torah commands us to take the Omer Rishit Kitzirchem, your harvesting, which means something you grew. Veloka tzir nochri, and not that they grew. So Maida Krivu, so wait a second, how do we know that they brought the Korban Omer that year? Dumaloi Krivu, maybe there was no Omer that year. They started eating from the fruit, from the grain of the land the day after the Pesach, meaning for the first 6 days they were there, they didn't eat from it because they brought the Omer, then they could eat Chadash, which means the Omer was brought. Where did they get the Omer from? So it must be stuff that had not yet grown to a third in the hands of the non-Jews. Bnei Yisrael came in, and they took it over, and they grew the last from a little bit less than a third all the way till ripe, and then they brought it. Dilma Ayav Lo Kimlehu, maybe they came in and they weren't sure how much it was. Ela Kimlehu, the answer is they really do know what a third is. Hachanami Kimlehu, so therefore, Rabbi Yirmiyah says, my earlier argument that they don't have to be experts in the exact measures, we just have standard measures, really isn't the case. They really did know what a shlish was, and they knew this is a little bit less than a shlish, we'll take it over, we'll grow it to the shlish, to the third, and beyond, and then we'll harvest it and bring it as an omer. Dimaloyal cloud, maybe it hadn't grown at all, and so it's very easy to see, it's not ripe at all. If it had grown a fourth, we couldn't tell the difference between a fourth and a third, and therefore they wouldn't know. So lo sagadaitach, don't think so. They only crossed on the 10th of Nisan. Sagadaitach lo yaklah, if you think that when they crossed in, it hadn't grown at all, it can't become full grown in 5 days. Alamai da ayo rivo danka, must have grown a little bit less than a third. Akati rivo danka means a fourth or a sixth. Akati chamisha yomim mikamalia, so how can it go from a fourth or a sixth, a little less than a third, all the way to full in 5 days? Elamayit lach lemer, what are you going to say? Eretz Tzvi, Eretz Yisrael is called the land of the Tzvi, which means things grow very fast. Just like a deer runs fast, the land grows things fast. Machanami Eretz Tzvi k'tiba, it grew very fast. Okay, Magdav Chanina. So he challenged him, Mimatzat Amrit Tay Asif Katsirhu. All of that was based on the idea that Sukkot is called Chag Asif, meaning not the time of gathering, but the time of harvesting. How could you say it? Vakti, ba'ospecha migorncha miyikvecha, when you have gathered from your granary and from your winery. It's talking about things that are left over from the Gorn and Yekev. Okay, Amar Bizera Hamilta Havai Biadan Ba'atar Bichanina Shada Benarga. Rabbi Zera said, we had a solution to all of this. Asif was Katsir, and Bichanina shot us down. So El Menalan, so now we're stuck in saying, how do we know that a third is the growth measure for Masrot. Tanami Yonatan ben Yosef Omer, V'yasat tatvua l'shlosh hashanim. In Parsha Bahar, we're promised that if Bnei Yisrael say, how are we going to make it through the Shemitah? We don't have enough food. God says, I'm going to give you abundance in the sixth year, and it'll go for 3 years. Al tikre l'shalosh ela l'shlish. Don't say it's for 3 years, but rather a third. But the pasuk is needed for itself to tell people, to comfort people, let them know there's going to be stuff growing. So, there's another pasuk that gives them that good news. So this pasuk, shlosh, and read it as shlish, should now be understood as teaching us that shlish is the shiur of growth, which is the vital one, and at that point it becomes chayav in ma'asrot. Okay, we'll pause at this point and we'll pick it up with further analysis of some of the law, Chut Mitzvah Tliyot Ba'aretz, as it relates to Rosh Hashanah. In the next podcast, meantime, we should have a wonderful day.